And now you know the rest of the story. Paul Harvey, good day. Okay, and maybe I don't do a particularly good Paul Harvey, but and it's been more than 5 minutes since my last podcast, so I'm behind schedule here. So much going on. The Serpo story is just so fascinating to me. Again, not the actual story so much as the story of the story, the life it's taken on. And one of the things that's been going on in the whole Serpo thing is, of course, there's the monster thread, and then there's some spin-off stuff, and of course, there's my little pod thread here. Hi to all three or four people who've been listening. then there's been discussion that's been taking place on a thread in the Really Above Top Secret Forum. Now, of course, the Really Above Top Secret Forum is really above top secret, right? Well, no, not exactly. And of course, you know, we aren't supposed to reveal what goes on in the Really Above Top Secret Forum, so I won't be giving out any real details. But there has been a thread on there that's been discussing Project Serpo, how it's been going on. For those who have access, it's called Project Serpo Update. And this was sort of a behind-the-scenes discussion, if you will, of what's been going on in the big thread and what's been going on with Bill Ryan and stuff. And Valhal just posted a post there, and again, I won't be too specific, but she explains her, she kind of explains why she was coming down so hard on Bill, and I gotta say, she makes a very good case. For those who think that Val was being too hard on Bill, I think it's important to understand that Val had her reasons, and I think they were pretty good reasons. You know, would I have done it differently? Oh, probably. You know me. I'm just way too suave and smarmy to just lay it on the line like Val does. You know, Val is not known to beat around the bush. She doesn't have time. She's too busy writing, over half the content on Puff Top Secret. She doesn't have time to beat around the bush. So, so when she was coming down on Bill, she had very good reasons, in my opinion, for doing that. Now, and of course I understand Bill is put off by all that, but the truth is, Val asked some very good questions. Bill still hasn't satisfactorily explained what's going on. And I understand how he might start getting this witch hunt mentality and stuff like that, but still, the questions are good. And, so for those members who have access to Really Above Top Secret, the forum, you might want to check that out. It puts things in greater relief. You know, a lot of people have had questions as to why did it Val fly off the handle. Well, there you have it. And I think Val's made some pretty good points there. And, of course, it seems likely, there's been some discussion about this, that, of course, Bill Ryan, in fact, actually in the main thread, you can see where Bill Ryan was actually responding to information that had been posted in the RATS forum, as we call it, Really Above Top Secret RATS. Essentially, Bill has access to the forum, too. So now Bill presumably will also know what Val's reasoning was behind all this. And, you know, looking at Val's post here, and again, I don't want to compromise the RATS forum any more than it is, although, frankly, you know, if Bill Ryan can see it, what the heck, right? let's just put it this way. You know, RATS, you got to pay to get in, you know, and it's, you know, something that takes a while for members to get into. And the main thing that it really ends up being is a place where search engines will not find stuff in there. That's the idea, mainly. So for all those members that have, you know, stored your credit card information, banking information, home address, password files in the RATS forum, you might want to move those out of there because it's not that secure. But anyway, so there's been a discussion behind the scenes there. And one of the things about Val's explanation that really jumps out at me is what an unlikely hero Victor Martinez becomes. Val speaks very highly of him. She obviously has a very high degree of regard for Victor Martinez. So, and Victor is the guy that runs the mailing list where Anonymous One first appeared. It really is starting to look more and more like there's more than one Anonymous here, and that the first Anonymous may have been sincere, whereas what we're getting lately is, oh, give me a break. You know, the stuff we're getting lately is obvious self-discreditation. So this adds an interesting twist to all this. And Skeptic Overlord in the monster thread on page 233 here also makes reference to this. And I think it's extremely noteworthy that, you know, our own Skeptic Overlord, Overlord of the Skeptics, I guess being a skeptic, I must bow to him, being the, the skeptic underling, whatever. But he says, and I quote, "I do think there was something to the Serpo affair before we encountered Anon 2. And these are strong words coming from a confessed ET visitation skeptic," unquote. Yes, they are. And you know, I think there may have been something to it as well. I was skeptical of the original Serpo stuff, but certainly that had a lot more legs to it than this garbage that is being presented lately. And I don't know if Bill Ryan truly understands why it's so important that we nail down, at least, you know, he has made what seems to me, Bill has claimed that he's confident that the current Anonymous is the same as the original Anonymous. And if I'm wrong, okay, I'm sorry about that, but that's my impression, is that Bill is representing to us that we're dealing with the same Anonymous. It's not clear to me at all that that's the case, and he has apparently resisted attempts on the part of ATSers to try and clarify that point. This is important because this goes to the heart of the question of whether or not the original Anonymous Serpo disclosure story has actually been hijacked by someone else who's a hoaxer or a poser or a disinformation agent. There's also been a lot of references to Rick Doty. And, you know, I'm kind of an agnostic on Rick Doty. I don't know. The thing is, there might be a lot of people that are trying to, discredit him, who themselves might not be all this finger pointing and who's cheating who and who's sleeping with who and all this kind of stuff in the UFO community doesn't interest me. Although I just think it's worth noting that, there are some interesting correlations with Rick Doty's association with this story and this story just becoming such a huge steaming pile of manure. This begs the question, is what we're seeing here evidence that the original Serpo story has been hijacked and taken over by people who intentionally want to discredit it? And if so, why? What's the motive? Bill Ryan can help us get to the bottom of this, but he has claimed that he doesn't want to participate in the forums anymore. At least that's what I'm seeing. Bill, if I'm wrong, please correct me. The fact that Bill is choosing not to discuss this, I can think of some innocent reasons why he might not want to. But again, it's not helping the cause to clam up on this at this point. It sends a lot of bad. I mean, this is not quite as bad as Bill just coming on and posting all kinds of silly stuff, but it's up there. This sort of behavior is suspicious. And while Bill may not see it that way, or maybe he's willing to take the hit, I'm just saying, Bill, I'm still approaching this from the standpoint that I think you're being sincere about this. And again, if I'm wrong, fine. My ego can handle that. My ego is very huge. So if I'm wrong to assume that Bill is being sincere, my ego will be fine. Isn't that right? My ego's right here. It's so big it doesn't even fit in my head. That's right. I'm Magic's ego, and I'm okay with this. If Bill's a hoax, that's okay. I'll just go back to my chair now. Thanks. So that was my ego. See, my ego can handle it if it turns out I'm wrong to assume that Bill is being sincere. So come on, you know, we got a little drama here. We're getting strung along by what is obviously a hoaxer. The question is there more to this story? And what about the original Anonymous? And Val, you know, if you can get Victor Martinez, to give us more from his side of things, I think that would be excellent. I think Victor Martinez might be a great candidate to be a guest speaker for AboveTopSeeker.com. He doesn't have to get into the muck if he doesn't want to. He can address ATS, share his side of the story in an environment that allows a little, careful moderation and allows him to just get his story out. You know, what I'm discouraged by here is when I'm seeing individuals that have the opportunity to publicly state what they claim to be the truth, turning down those opportunities. That's suspect. ATS has a lot of different ways where people can offer their opinions, and we have individuals here who are being offered the opportunity to appear as guest speakers on AboveTopSeeker.com. They may have perfectly legitimate reasons for not doing so, but I'm just saying, hey, let's talk about this. There's no need for us to point a bunch of fingers at each other. There's no need for us to get all huffy and storm around and get all, all bent out of shape and our feathers ruffled. We can talk about this. And I suggest we do. So, Bill, again, I urge you, reconsider your decision. You don't have to come back to the forums. Come back as a guest speaker. But at least, dude, talk. And this is Magic, M-A-J-I-C at AboveTopSeeker.com. Just saying, it's about time we heard the rest of the story.